front porch, Oakley Avenue. Watching all the cars go by. Along came Mamie Mormon in a old Model T, picking up table scraps that she's gonna feed her cats. I made a penny every time she'd buy some from me. Every night on the radio, I'd listen for a hi-yo. The Lone Ranger rides again. On Fridays, the FBI, sponsored by EQI-TABLE. And there was Howard Cosell, the Friday night fights in his own inimitable way. At the ringing of the bell, in his rapid, far staccato nasal monotone, you could hear him say,
Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber, Rocky Marciana, Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali.
Well, I can still see them in my radio mind, but that was before TV. For me and my family. Well, then my cousin Bucky taught me to fight with those everlasting boxing gloves. He'd get down on his knees, teach me to box and weave, and that laughter kept the pain away. Oftentimes he'd exclaim, be good and behave, that wicked witch would come take me away. He said she lived upstairs in the attic of his house, but she never saw the light of day. Well, I never saw the witch he was talking about, but each night when darkness rolled around, there were flickering, flashing shadows dancing across the room. Flickering, flashing shadows like witches on a broom. Flickering, flashing shadows from the headlights of the cars, but no flickering witch was ever seen. On Saturdays we'd ride the bus downtown, watch cowboy movies all day. Gene Roy and Hopalong, shooting first and singing songs that always catch the bad guys before they'd ride away. And the kids in the audience laughed and sang along as we watched the bouncing ball and ate popcorn. And the good guys in white hats kissed the horses and rode off in the sunset. Yes, the good guys in white hats kissed the horses and rode off into the sunset.